Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio. So glad you're with us. Hundreds of affiliates to listen to nationwide and north of the border. Also, SiriusXM Channel 206. And check us out using the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, or Apple Music to stream us. And tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Our next guest is an NBA agent. He helped negotiate Pascal Siakam's $130 million max contract extension with the Raptors. He's not only an NBA agent, but also a former student athlete as well with UCLA and the basketball team there. He's also certified by the NCAA, so he's got a lot of different things we can ask him about here on the show. NBA agent Todd Ramasar is our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Todd, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Terrific, man. Appreciate you joining us. And everybody's wondering if the NBA season will ever get underway, if they finally could get the playoffs going in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, let's say. How would player contracts work if they can't get the season restarted for this year?
Well, we're still gathering information from the union and the NBA because they're still talking, because obviously with this virus, everything is still fluid in terms of whether the season will resume or whether it'll end. But how the contracts will work exactly, if the season ends, we might just see a reduction in the players' salaries for the season. There was approximately 25% of the regular season remaining. And if the season is lost and the playoffs are lost, we might just see a reduction there, or we could see something a lot more significant than that.
Out of your clients or other players that you've talked to, other agents that have talked to players, how willing are the players to come back and play in the wake of this? How safe would they feel, and, you know, how willing would they be to get back on a court?
I think they would be willing to get back, because a lot of the players, including obviously my clients, speaking with them, you know, right now they're at home and they're accustomed to, you know, being in the regular season and having that wrap up heading into the playoffs. So all of them, I would say for the most part, are motivated to get back to the court. I think what it's contingent on is just having the appropriate measures in place as a league to make sure that their health and safety is a priority when they do come back.
Todd Ramasar joins us here on the show, NBA agent, as we look ahead to how the NBA could potentially handle this situation trying to come back. Are the players, would they be okay being removed from their families for a couple of months? Because we've had some of these potential solutions floated out there, and they kind of all include players just with their own teams, isolated in a hotel for a couple of months on end. Would your clients be okay being away from their families?
That's a difficult question. I think it's all based on the individual. I think for any of us, it'll be hard staying away from our families for an extended period of time. But I know the NBA and again the union are discussing it and factoring that in. But I think it all depends on how long a period of time we're talking about that will dictate whether the players would be able to do that or not.
What type of safety precautions would you, as an agent looking out for your clients, need to see to give them the green light and say, you know what, okay, I'm comfortable, you're comfortable, I think this is a good idea?
What I would like to see is there be a kind of a ramp up heading into the season in terms of medicals for the players. And when I say medicals, just medical checkups once a week for all the players and team personnel. Because right now, in most cases, the players are in their team cities and they're self-quarantining like the rest of us. So if there's the weekly checkups where, you know, their temperatures are taken, there's daily checkups for anyone being symptomatic of the virus. If we have that monitored closely going into practices, and then, of course, that monitored in practices, and then heading into a what I can imagine would be an abbreviated regular season and playoffs, the key is just them staying on top of it as well as team personnel. Because what I imagine is if they go into one city or have everyone in one hotel or whatever the case may be, all it would take is just one player to test positive, and whether they're asymptomatic or symptomatic, and then possibly, you know, infect other players, and then that would jeopardize the season once they did resume. So for me, I think the only solution would be not just isolation, but just constant monitoring of all the players and team personnel so that, you know, not one person infects others.
NBA agent Todd Ramasar joining us this morning here on the DA Show. Take our listeners behind the scenes and how the line of communication happens. These conversations, I'm sure, are happening with Adam Silver and league executives and perhaps union reps. How does it get, where does the news get to you and then your clients? How involved are the players in the conversations about how to get the league going again?
So obviously at a high level, the conversations are happening with the NBA executives as well as union executives. And then the information is disseminated from there, to the agents as well as the players. But with all this, all these conversations being fluid right now because of, information changing, you know, most of these decisions being made are contingent on, you know, what's happening in, you know, in our country and in certain regions in terms of, you know, I would want to say the virus being at its peak or starting to flatten out. And, you know, if they're projecting out several weeks or looking at the end of May or June to resume, they have to stay on top of, you know, where they're seeing, you know, everything as it relates to talking to medical officials and seeing if it's safe for their players to get back out there on the floor. So right now, I would say it's at the highest level right now. Those conversations are frequent, and then once they make progress, they disseminate that information. But trust me, there's been a lot of ideas tossed around, and there's a lot of smart people working on it. It's just a matter of coming up with a solution everyone is comfortable with.
Can you tell us what the craziest idea that's been floated is? One that you said, "What are we even talking about here?"
You know, I don't. There's different things that have been floated, I would say, in conversations, but I don't know if that's hearsay or that's up there. But you know, there's talk about having it in one city, which isn't so crazy. What was crazy was, well, I don't even want to say crazy. That was different. Was having it in the Bahamas, is what I had heard. So
not a bad
that
option.
May be, yeah, not a bad option at all. But it's all a matter of logistics too, right? Yeah. When you get that many players and team personnel, NBA executives in one city, that's where it could be challenging in terms of logistics. And then, of course, as we're talking about, just managing everyone so that their health and safety is a priority.
NBA agent Todd Ramasar is our guest here on the DA Show. You're also certified by the NCAA. What are the extra hurdles, the extra difficulties in trying to get college sports restarted, considering they don't have unions, they don't have player reps the same way that the pros do?
Yeah, well, you know, it's different than obviously the challenge that we're seeing in the NBA with this crisis. The NBA could postpone the season and push it back. Whereas, and obviously there's the option to cancel the season altogether and then resume later. And there's a lot of flexibility in terms of whether the NBA season will resume as normal in October or as discussed, push it back 2 months in December. And that idea was being floated around even before this crisis began. As it relates to the NCAA, how I see it is, you know, obviously the season is canceled because the seasons have to mirror in some ways the academic year. Obviously you have your fall sports, winter sports, spring sports. I don't think it's as easy. And obviously the NCAA would be in their member schools would best answer this question, but I don't think it's as easy as say professional leagues to just readjust the season because of the academic year. So that's the difference I would see in the challenge. In terms of it resuming, you know, it's going to be up to the individual universities as well, because as I can imagine, if one of the schools or several schools are in a region that's, say, peaking or soon to peak, and we're back to the academic and we're in the academic year, I find it very hard for those teams to kind of reassemble and practice to get back to the court or to the field or whatever the case may be. So that's part of the challenge as well.
NBA agent Todd Ramasar joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Before I let you go, you helped negotiate Pascal Siakam's four-year, $130 million max contract extension with the Raptors. Before the season got subverted by the crisis, he was having a tremendous year. The Raptors were having a tremendous year. People might have thought, well, Siakam, one-year wonder last year as the Raptors won the NBA championship, but he has become even more dominant. What have you seen from your client from the championship year to this season and the type of growth that you've seen in him?
You know, that growth isn't surprising, in all honesty. I think young players get better with the experiences that they have. And obviously for him to have that experience in the playoffs and to win a championship and with that championship play an integral role, anticipation of the season, I expected him to be that much better. And at the same token, I expected this year to be another growth year for him, because as he was transitioning, I guess you could say, into stardom, with Kawhi leaving now, there was going to be a lot bigger role for him to step into. And with that, there's going to be, it's not going to be a perfect path. And this season was going to be that season that he's tested. But even with his success this year, I anticipate that he's going to have another leap in his growth come next season, because now that he's in the role of being, you know, the focal point of that offense and that team, he'll have a year behind him where he gets accustomed or adjusted to that role. So by next year, he's going to be that much better.
Todd Ramasar joining us this morning here on the show, NBA agent, dropping on by. Todd, really informative stuff, man. I appreciate the perspective on anything, on everything. Thanks so much for doing it, and stay safe.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.